only when I was 73 had I got some sort of insight into the real structure of nature. At the age of 80, I shall have advanced still further. At 90, I shall grasp the mystery of things. At 100, I shall be a marvel. And at 110, every blot, every line from my brush shall be alive. Hokusai, Master Painter. To turn a vision of oneself into a tangible result requires commitment, skills, and the right tools for the job. This is making a masterpiece of your life. Life as a Craft, Phase 4, Mentorship. In Greek mythology, Mentor was the trusted friend of Odysseus, Ulysses, and the tutor of Telemachus, his son. During the Trojan War, Odysseus entrusted the care of his household to Mentor. Since then, Mentor has become a reference to one who is a trusted advisor. Mentoring is an act, usually implies direct interaction in the role of guide with the learner or mentee in a quality manner. In life, there are times and places when we are called upon to mentor another in the traditional sense, who is facing a challenge and needs a trusted advisor. But these situations, as they may appear from time to time throughout our lives, last a moment. After all, we are engaged full-time in apprenticeship, journey work, or masterworks, which place our own lives as the center of attention. In the practice of life as a craft, the mentorship phase, age 65 to 85 and beyond, is the time when we can turn our attention from the constant call of I to thou. In the way of craftsmanship, the mentor phase, which spans a 20 plus year period, is not referring to the act of personal mentoring in the traditional sense. Rather, it defines the fourth phase, the time period in the practice of life as a craft, during which the primary objective is to display and make accessible to those who would seek it, select masterworks, knowledge, and skills development exercises as may be recorded in your master's journal pertaining to your experiences in the subjects you have chosen to practice from within each of the five elements and an account of your practice of craftsmanship. Which artifacts to select? In the apprenticeship phase of life as a craft, the apprentice is focused on what to learn, that is, the contents within the five elements curriculum of life as a craft, and developing the skill of how to learn or self-educate in the absence of teachers or institutions. Today, the tools of distance learning available through the World Wide Web make this more attainable than at any other time in human history. In the mentorship phase, the master craftsman is focused on selecting which masterpieces, craft knowledge, and skills to transfer, and selecting the appropriate vehicles for transferring these artifacts. Thus, the primary work to be done in the mentorship phase is comprised of reviewing and selecting which individual work products and content from one's master's journal should be called out as examples of successes and failures experienced in the task of making one's masterpieces. This is not a simple task. Making a masterpiece never is. In the Japanese and broader Zen way of craftsmanship is a principle known as ma, which recognizes the empty space or void between solid objects as a thing in itself, given form by the adjacent objects. It is the empty space that allows the solid objects to stand out, making it easier to fix one's attention. You will have to decide what to leave out from among your artifacts to provide adequate empty space to focus others' attention on which artifacts you have decided to leave in for display. In the way of craftsmanship, where one's craft work is intended to benefit the well-being of the world around us as well as ourselves, these selected craft work artifacts are the tangible contribution to one's family heritage and the vehicle for transmitting the message, "I did this for all of us," to the next generation of apprentices. How to make your work available. Having selected artifacts for sharing, you will need to decide how to make them available to others for learning, both thought objects and objects created in other mediums. For thought works, there are many powerful information and communication technology tools that can be used to accomplish this objective, including social media platforms, web blogs, self-publishing in paperback and ebook formats, journaling applications, audio podcasts and videocasts, and family genealogy websites, to name a few. This latter channel is particularly important as it is a direct tie back into achieving full mastery in Element 1, Family Heritage, by placing your master's journal on the family tree as a legacy for future generations. For masterworks in other mediums, both organic and synthetic, they are usually physically tied in their original form to one location and time. However, today's technology tools allow many physical works to be virtually experienced through video and audio records, and depending on the artifact, perhaps through replicas if warranted. Finally, there is the direct personal transfer of craft works, knowledge, and skills through the traditional act of mentoring, both one-to-one and one-to-many, as and when appropriate. The five elements in the mentorship phase. Element 1, family heritage. What is being left for the next generation to learn from? Has it been gathered together? Is it well presented? Can it be learned? There are many subjects within the family heritage element to be considered. This is the time for reviewing, selecting, and contributing your family heritage craft work. Element 2, family management. You have transitioned from parent guardian to grandparent guardian. In some cultures, there may be a rite of passage to the status of elder, which may carry with it new responsibilities regarding one's role in the family as a balancing influence between generations. In other cultures, it is common for generations to live apart and sometimes at a distance during the journey work and masterwork years, and perhaps rejoin adult children and grandchildren under one roof at some point in the mentorship years. Or there may be a need for special care that presents itself. What is your circumstance? Do you need to consider a change? Are there financial considerations to be managed? Are there distances that need to be crossed or eliminated? Is the family home space configured for all family members to live together? Will there be an atmosphere of understanding and acceptance? These are questions for you, the craftsperson of your own life, to consider. Seek out master craftsmen in these areas to help you answer these questions. Element 3, family and personal finance. Among the subjects to polish in the mentorship phase is your financial estate plan. If you do not have significant expenses in the way of debts like mortgage or medical expense, consider an inheritance contribution to the well-being of the next generation in your family heritage, and or external contributions through gifts and donations. If you find yourself facing a shortage of financial resources, understand your options available to you from both public and private sources. If you are able, consider generating income on your own or perhaps in cooperation with one or more in a similar circumstance who may have developed sharp income-generating skills during their work life. Element 4, the human being. For many years now, your inner and outer human being have been shaped and worked on by you, the principal craftsperson of your life, as well as others and environmental forces. Your organic material has also aged. Signs of both forces, your craftwork and natural age, should be visible in the masterpiece that is your life. However, your work is not yet finished. Due to the inevitable wear caused by the effects of time and use on your inner and outer human being, the primary material of the craft of life, the skill of conservation, which denotes the maintenance and preservation of your work, now comes to the forefront of your daily work. Here are several key conservation guidelines developed by master craftsmen and women that should be learned and skillfully applied to your conservation work in the mentorship phase. 1. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Physical activity, diet, and sleep together have a significant effect on conserving the integrity of your craft work. 2. Strengthen social networks. Connect with people across different age groups whenever possible in person, as well as virtually through social media platforms. Use your craftwork masterpieces, knowledge, and tool skills as your unique calling card, providing value to your social network. Be proactive. 3. Staying meaningfully active by continuing your craftwork. While the mentorship phase begins at about age 65, it may last for 20 years or more. Consider the work of these craftspeople. Benjamin Franklin, the oldest signator to the American Declaration of Independence, age 70. Laura Ingalls Wilder, a U.S. author who publishes her first book at age 64 that would later become the American television series Little House on the Prairie. Nelson Mandela, when he was almost 76, was elected president of South Africa after having been imprisoned for decades. Forced to retire at age 70 from the Royal Society, London's esteemed collection of scientists, Peter Marc Roget published the first edition of Roget's Thesaurus at age 73, and he oversaw every update until age 90. There is work yet to be done, making a masterpiece of your life, before it is time to dim the work lamps and close the workshop for the last time. And when that time comes, circumstances permitting, let them find your workbench, occupied with craft work in progress and as yet unfinished by you, the invisible craftsman. Element 5, tools for living. As in all phases of life as a craft, you will likely learn to use new tools in the mentorship phase, depending on the open subjects on your workbench and the level at which you are practicing. Often, the simplest tools in appearance are those which require the greatest skill to use. The mentorship phase is the time for selecting tools which you have used in your inner and outer craft work to include as artifacts together with select masterworks, knowledge, and skills from your master's journal. The way of craftsmanship in the mentorship phase. As we have learned in the Japanese view of craftsmanship, to achieve the title of takumi, a craftsman of the highest skill, is the result of extraordinary craft work said to require 30,000 hours of practice to attain in one craft. Imagine the 10 times 10,000 working hours of your life, from the age of apprenticeship up to and including the mentorship years, studying and practicing across many subjects in the five elements of life as a craft. In some subjects, you achieve the level of mastery, as judged by yourself and other practitioners of that craft. In others, a lesser degree of proficiency. But common to all, no matter what level of proficiency you attained, if you practice the way of craftsmanship, that is, excellence of execution, each experience would have contributed to the process of continuous improvement, or Kaizen. Now, reflect upon all the subjects you have learned and the skills you have practiced in your lifetime. Take the time. They are more than you think. Review how each of them added in some measure to the continuous improvement of your practice of craftsmanship, that is, perfection of execution or the manner in which the work was done. Improved quality in your finished work. And finally, the effect upon yourself, the craftsperson, and upon admirers, those who have come into contact with the work and have appreciated it. The primary objective of the mentorship phase is to point the way of craftsmanship through the evidence of your work. Choose your artifacts with deliberate care. Set them on a hill and light the way. This is Charles Collins inviting you to join us for the next episode of Making a Masterpiece of Your Life. Making a Masterpiece of Your Life is made possible by a grant from the Griffin House Trust.